The capital budget this year amounts to $1.4 billion. Most of that, or about $1.2 billion, is simply a decision on how the state plans to spend federal payments. Some of the construction work, though, is funded by the state. $5 million in the state municipal harbor grant program will go to replace aging harbor floats at Shoemaker Bay, 5 miles south of downtown Wrangell. Harbor Master Greg Meisner says the concrete float there is 38 years old, well beyond its useful life. It will be replaced with a new wooden float.
In the condition that thing's in, every year you lose another stall. They just start to rot, they fall apart, and you know, it's a balance of how much money you throw at this thing to keep it functional. So over time, you lose more and more moorage with this thing. You either got to pump a lot of money into an old derelict, or you replace it, and we finally get the chance to replace it. So it'll give us the opportunity to put a few more boats in there of the commercial size and offer almost everybody that has a need out there a spot.
That harbor is used by commercial fishing boats and pleasure craft. Meisner expects the total project cost could wind up around $11.5 million. The city has some money saved up and will have to bond for some of the cost of the work. Meisner thinks it could start up next year. Another $450,000 from the state will go to the city dock in Cake. There's also several projects funded by the state cruise passenger vessel tax. $2.5 million will pay for safety improvements and new mooring buoys for cruise ships to anchor near Hoona. Right now, that community can accommodate one ship at a time at its dock near Icy Strait Point. Mayor Ken Skaffelstad explains the ultimate goal is for dock space to allow two cruise ships to tie up at once.
In the interim, this being a phased approach to additional docking in the future, hopefully, this will provide secure moorage much closer to shore, reducing the lighterage expense of that additional vessel.
The City of Hoona and Hoona Totem have partnered on the dock project for the Native Corporation's Icy Strait Point tourist destination. Skaffelstad expects the second dock space eventually could cost around $7 or $8 million. The Port of Ketchikan also will receive $2 million in cruise tax money.
We're thankful we're getting it, and it'll go to good use. I just can't tell you exactly where it's going to go to use yet until we finalize our budget with the City Council this fall.
Ketchikan's Port and Harbors Director Steve Corporon says the city has an engineering firm working on a port development plan for larger ships that cruise lines are starting to use.
In January of this year, Moffett and Nickel presented their study to the city. It had numerous projects, both near-term, mid-term, and long-term, to address it. You know, if you add up the cost of all these possible projects, is between $50 and $70 million. We're going to be working with the City Council as we put our 2018 budget together this fall, identifying where this $2 million for port improvements is going to best fit the puzzle, working towards several of these projects, both near-term and mid-term.
As for other Southeast projects, the capital budget funds just over $4 million for renovation of the headquarters of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation in Juneau. There's also a $75,000 organizational grant for the state's newest second-class city, Whale Pass, on eastern Prince of Wales Island. And there's over $4.4 million for finishing up Alaska-class ferries under construction at Ketchikan's shipyard, along with $11 million for work on the existing Alaska Marine Highway fleet. Other transportation projects are not listed specifically in the budget document. Instead, this year, the spending plan authorizes block amounts statewide, $580 million in federal funding for surface transportation, nearly $130 million for international airports, and another $140 million for rural airport improvements. With no named projects for those dollar amounts, the Alaska Department of Transportation has already determined its top priorities around the state and in the region. For surface transportation, roads, trails, and ferries, those are dictated by the Statewide Transportation Improvement Program. That means in Southeast, over $55 million, most of it federal money, will be going to the reconstruction of the Haines Highway. The DOT also plans bridge, road, and ferry berth work in Ketchikan, road rehab in Skagway and Juneau, and bridge work in Pelican. As for airport projects, the agency plans design work for an airport in Angoon, rehab work and improvements to the taxiway and runway in both Haines and Klawak, and planning for Ketchikan's airport, as well as a land purchase at Sitka's airport. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.